You're listening to TCRG to CEO Radio with your host, Courtney J., TCRG.
You're listening to episode number 20 of TCRG to CEO Radio. Hey, I'm your host, Courtney J., TCRG, the owner and director of Skullwrinkle Limni Irish Dance Academy in Connecticut, and host of this podcast, where we help Irish dance teachers become better business owners, better teachers, and of course provide resources to those who are aspiring teachers and studio owners. The more our community can grow as teachers and business people, the better off Irish dance as a whole will be. If you're new to the podcast, please feel free to subscribe or download so that you don't miss another episode. We're really happy that you're here, and thanks for checking out the podcast. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you follow me on Instagram at CourtneyJ_TCRG and are part of our listeners-only private Facebook group, which you can find at facebook.com/groups/TCRG2CEO. We have discussions after every episode, so if you want to go ahead and join that, the link will be in the show notes. I posted a poll on my Instagram story asking my followers to let me know which episode you wanted to hear this week, and you guys voted for a choreography-related episode, so here we go. This is the difficulty versus execution debate. Of course, these are just my thoughts, and we will certainly be talking about your thoughts and how we see the overall trend within competitive Irish dance going in our Facebook group. So, like I said, if you are not already a member of that group, go ahead and request to join so that you can be part of the discussion. Today's episode is one that I've wanted to create for quite a while, as I think it's something that if you are a choreographer, it's something that you want to keep in mind, always trying to balance the two. If you are a teacher, sometimes it's good to know when to push harder difficulty and when to really push for execution. And it's just a fun episode, and I would love for a judge or judges or just as many people as possible to weigh in our listeners' Facebook group, because I know everyone has their own perfect balance and what feels right to them. So before I get too deep into my thoughts, I wanted to give you a little bit of background or context as to where my kind of school of thought comes from. Now, growing up, I didn't really have a great sense of difficulty versus mastery as far as it technique and choreography goes, because everything felt hard to me. No piece of choreography ever came easy to me. It always took me forever to learn, and I always felt a little bit out of my depth. And as far as technique and execution, I really don't think I ever reached the pinnacle of my technical execution until much later in my dancing career. So when I moved to Ireland, I was really blown away initially by going to Feshes there, and the first two levels pretty much have the same choreography across all the schools, at least in the Munster area where I was going to a lot of Feshes. So I thought this was really interesting because we all have similar enough steps here in the United States in the beginner and advanced beginner level, but a lot of it is still very much up to teacher's discretion, and there's still quite a lot of variance in the steps. So I was just kind of fascinated that there was this mutual vocabulary of steps that clearly all the teachers agreed were something that the dancers needed to master at that level. So it was your easy jump two threes, your easy sevens, a couple of points, but beyond that, nothing else too crazy. So that informed my opinion and thoughts and kind of how I reframed difficulty and choreography in my mind, even at that lowest level. And then you could see a very clear progression in the curriculum or skill development of each dancer, even through the levels. So even at the next level, you could see a pretty universal base vocabulary, but the combinations were changed up quite a bit. And then, of course, at the open level, there's the different shades of, you know, someone who's new to open versus a world qualifier or a world medal holder or world champion, which I was lucky enough to be able to see on a regular basis at competitions over there. Also remember that I was a student of the BA Irish Music and Dance at the University of Limerick. So we did quite a lot of choreography study or ethnochoreology work, and a lot of deeper level study of choreography than you might do just as a regular dancer or just as a observer in the competitive Irish dance space. So I think I'm used to being a little bit more analytical when it comes to choreography. I kind of joke sometimes that it's difficult to enjoy performance dances in particular, but to some degree competition as well, because I always find myself sliding into that analytical mindset instead of just kind of watching it and enjoying it. So when I talk about difficulty and execution and where my thoughts are, at least now you kind of have some context as to where my opinion comes from. And I'm pretty sure that everyone knows what I mean by difficulty and execution, but just in case anyone is unsure, when I talk about the difficulty of someone's choreography, it's the hierarchy of skills that are designed to increasingly test and stretch a dancer's limits. And that can come in a few different forms. It could be something that's more physically challenging. It could be something that's more complex in a pattern or in a rhythm. Or it can be a series of movements that are more diverse vocabulary placed back to back. So, for example, you might give a complex rhythm or a footwork piece to a prelim dancer, but in between those more complex pieces, you might give some simpler pieces, almost to give them time to prepare for that harder piece. Whereas an open dancer, you might put those pieces back to back or layered with more difficult pieces because you know that they can switch between them much more easily and much more quickly in their mind. And by execution, I mean the level of technical perfection in every aspect of our ideal aesthetic for competition. So for CLRG, at least, that means 180-degree turnout, banana foot arches, heel-to-toe overcrossing, extending from your hip to the tip of your little toe, picking up your back foot all the time, having flawless posture and arms that never move. So whatever you can picture as perfection, how close can you get to that in your execution? And that's what kind of I mean by the two of them. Now, of course, if you're a teacher, you want both. In a perfect world, we would have great, complex choreography coupled with perfect execution. And I'm sure judges would love to see that more as well. But that's not something that every dancer is capable of. And it really becomes a matter of how much difficulty can they handle versus how close in execution can you get them to that perfect ideal. And it's this battle and struggle that all of us as teachers and choreographers face. So what this episode is designed to do is to just spark the dialogue or even just the thought, if you're listening to this at home on your own, or you are a sole teacher within your school, or you are responsible for making all the choreography decisions, just something that's food for thought for you. And hopefully this will be helpful. Again, I'd love to get your feedback within the listeners' Facebook group, or if your opinion is different than mine, I'd love to hear kind of where you stand on this issue, because I do think that it's a spectrum and everyone stands somewhere along that spectrum, whether you're in the middle or closer to one side or the other. So working my way up from the bottom, at the beginner, advanced beginner, novice, and prize winner level, I have a set of curriculum, and within that curriculum, there is a database, if you will, of skills that each dancer within that level learns and drills and perfects. And all of their steps are made up within that vocabulary, so that every single thing that they're doing in class, no matter if they need it right now or they need it in, you know, 4 months' time when they learn their steps, they're always drilling the skills that they need. So that we're always trying to get those skills technically better executed. And along the way, they're doing supplemental work on making sure that they're increasing their turnout little by little, that they're increasing their arches little by little, that they're increasing the height on their toes little by little each week or twice a week or however often they come, so that their execution is ever increasing, ever getting closer to that ideal perfection standard that we have, while they learn new skills so that they're always learning something new, or they always have that carrot kind of dangling in front of them. But at the same time, it's a comfortable level of difficulty, meaning that it's not going to take them weeks and weeks to learn steps because they've been working on the skills individually all along. So think of it like when you're in kindergarten and you learn different sight words, or you learn different words within a certain theme. Well, you learn the words first. So in this case, it would be like learning the skills. You learn how to do a jump 2-3. You learn how to do an entrechat. You learn how to do a treble. And then we make sentences or steps out of those pieces of vocabulary. So the mastery of the skill is done along the way. And by the time it comes to putting the sentence or the step together, the pieces themselves are not the issue. It's just getting the execution to last throughout the full extent of the step or the dance. Hopefully that makes sense. I know it's kind of like a little metaphor in there, but that's the way I like to think of it. I think the bulk of the people listening to this, though, are probably interested in the championship levels and how, as a teacher or a choreographer, you can balance the two different sides to difficulty and execution and where the happy medium is. So I would say that the structured vocabulary isn't so much the focus when I hit those levels. And I'm speaking as a choreographer and as a teacher. The prelim level obviously is not as high on difficulty as the open level, but they're laying the groundwork so that they're able to apply those same concepts later. So at the championship level, I always break things into stationary and moving sections. Stationary meaning their footwork pieces or rhythm pieces done on the spot, and then moving, obviously, they're traveling across the stage. In the championship levels, especially at CLRG, that is extremely important, the use of the stage. It just gives a bigger impact over the total performance, and it's something that's expected at the championship levels. So our prelim dancers might have easier moving sections or easier stationary sections, but I have a structure or a pattern or a framework, I guess, or a template, I guess would even be a better word, of where I can drag and drop different pieces within a structure that works well for the stage and has reliably and historically been a comfortable pattern for the dancers to learn. And it's interesting, even when I go to workshops, the first time I'll go in, you know, everything is very overwhelming or it's very different. But then as the years go on and the dancers understand kind of the framework and they understand the way that I work, they're almost able to predict the pieces. And I know that's very true of my dancers at home that have been with me for a while. They almost know what to expect or can fill in the blank before we even get there, which is kind of nice because even though the steps change each year to reflect different trends and different styles and just the changing aesthetic, you still have that familiarity of that framework or template to work with. So at the open level, for example, you might have a more difficult footwork piece moving right into a more difficult moving piece. Did I say that the right way around? A more difficult stationary piece leading right into a more difficult moving piece without any sort of break in between so that the dancer's mind can reset. Because at the open level, you might be confident that your dancer will be able to switch right from one to the other without kind of having an easier piece in the middle to reset themselves. I find this particular to be true in hard shoe, where the different rhythms and the different rhythmic vocabularies that a dancer picks up, not all dancers are able to switch quickly between fast and slow trebles, for example, or back trebles and front trebles. But of course, this is something that's very individual, and you want to know your dancer very, very well and what they're able to handle. And I think that kind of leads into the next part of this conversation, which is finding the right happy balance for each dancer. Now, for me, it's okay for a dancer at the championship level to have to work to understand or perfect or be able to just even physically do the movement that you're asking them to do. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's too difficult for them. I think if it's something that they've been working on for months, or you can set the limit, maybe even, you know, 6 weeks is too long. If it's something that they're working at and they're truly working at it, meaning they're practicing it at home, they're breaking it down in class, they're really trying their hardest, maybe you're doing it slower with them than the speed you needed to do in the dance, whether it's their whatever dance it is. If they're really trying and they're just not able to do it after a long period of time, then it might be too difficult for them. But it's not automatically a write-off just because it takes them a little bit of time. Because the whole goal behind increasing difficulty is to keep pushing a dancer's limit up. You don't want them to hit the very, very end and just kind of say, oh, well, that's as much as I can ever learn. You always want to try and test where that limit is and keep challenging them. So I always say to dancers that maybe they aren't able to pick something up and it's been enough time and they've practiced. We'll continue to work on it, but we'll find a substitute to use within their dance or within that step so that it's not completely written off forever. You know, you don't want to give that idea that just because you can't do it now doesn't mean you can't ever do it. You know, we can always hold on to that piece and keep working on it along with everybody else so that you're able to use it further down the line. And I think it's always a great feeling for them when they are able to get it, whatever time that comes in, they always feel really good knowing that they've struggled with it initially. And then it becomes something that is meaningful to them when they're able to use it again later. Then the other side of that is, you know, we all have dancers that will pick things up extremely quickly. Maybe they don't even need it to be broken down for them. Maybe they don't need it shown to them more than once or twice. Or you do a rhythm and they just understand it. They can hear it. They are musical enough to know exactly where it fits and all the mechanics of it. And that's great. But the thing you have to juggle with that is the execution side. Because just because someone's physically able to do a movement or they're able to replicate a movement doesn't necessarily mean that their execution is going to match. And sometimes even when they're physically able to do it, but the execution is weak, it will look like it's wearing them. So the part where the execution comes in is to make sure that whatever the movement is, whether it's very simple or very complex, you always want the dancer to have as perfect of execution as possible. So for a dancer who's able to pick things up really quick, maybe their execution is awesome. And congratulations, you have the makings of an amazing dancer on your hand if they're able to execute difficult material extremely well. That's what we all want. But for the vast majority, the execution side will take longer. And my school of thought is that it should take longer. They're able to pick up the mechanics of a difficult movement. That's great. That's step one. That shouldn't be the part that takes so much time. It's more the execution side. Making sure that they're getting as close to perfect as possible. And for the dancers that are able to make it possible, they're the ones that are going to come out on top. And I think an excellent example of perhaps simpler choreography in most cases, but done absolutely impeccably, is the Academy in Ohio. All of their choreography has always been more on the simple side, at least in their first two rounds. They have some amazing complex set dances that will just blow your mind, but in the first two rounds, the choreography is kept more simple compared to what else is out there, but there's not a toe out of place. You can absolutely appreciate the execution and technical beauty of each dancer. And you almost don't even notice the simple choreography because it's just done so well. They make it look easy, but not in a, you know, oh, that's so simple way. They make it look easy in the, like, wow, I'm just enamored by your dancing kind of way. Hopefully that makes sense. And if anyone from the Academy in Ohio is listening, I appreciate your choreographic style and the amazing execution that you're able to get out of your dancers time and time again. And then, of course, you'll watch a Parade of Champions where someone is doing, you know, just crazy back-to-back difficulty or things that you have to watch again and again because you've never seen it before, or you're wondering how it's possible. And I know I've watched many of those, and it does not to say that their execution isn't great too, but clearly there is a place for both. You can have simple but executed perfectly, or you can have mind-blowingly difficult and executed just fine. And that's why there is this spectrum, and we all stand somewhere different. And just as we all stand somewhere differently, I think judges stand differently on this issue as well. And that's why there's no right or wrong answer. You'll see a mix of both. And I know we're all probably enjoying the Worlds over the, you know, past week, and we'll be talking about things going forward as we move closer to the North American Irish Dance Championships, and we're all just going to see a lot of great dancing in the next few months, and there will be a full range out there. So don't feel bad if you side completely one way or completely the other way. There's a place for everybody on this spectrum of difficulty versus execution. So ultimately, it comes down to your preference as a choreographer or teacher or both, and the individual dancer that you are coaching. For some, they will be much more confident with higher difficulty and okay execution, and others will feel a lot better keeping the difficulty a little bit more manageable and really pushing their execution. So I hope this wasn't too rambly. I hope it was coherent. To be honest, it was a hard episode to structure, and I did the best I could to kind of put all of my thoughts into some type of flow, but in case it was a little bit all over the place for you guys, go ahead and join us in the Listeners Only Facebook group so that we can chat some more about this. Like I've said a few times, I would love to hear where you guys stand on this. And next week, we will have a business episode content to come so that you guys can stay up on your skills and be moving closer to being the best CEO of your business that you possibly can be. So until then, this is Courtney J. TCRG here at TCRG to CEO Radio. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will catch you next time.